right. Right up now is Cliff May. He's from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, and he, along with us, we've all been watching very closely President Trump's first foreign trip, and he decided to kick it off in Saudi Arabia. He just arrived in Israel. But first, let's start with that Saudi Arabia speech yesterday. Cliff, what did you make of the president's remarks before all of the, basically the Muslim world yesterday?
I thought it was message-rich and remarkably disciplined. If you listen to the things that he had to say, he was saying things that are new and important. He said Muslim majority countries must take the lead in combating radicalization. He was being pretty clear there. He talked about Islamist extremism and the Islamist terror group it inspires. I don't think any world leader has said words like that on Saudi soil in the past. He said that 95% of the victims of terrorism are themselves Muslims. So he's being honest about what the problem is. He's not referring to violent extremism in some abstract. I think that's very important. And I think this is a hugely important part of his speech. He made clear that he understands Saudi fear of Iranian imperialism, the ambitions that Iran has to be the dominant power in the Middle East, and why the Saudis see Iran as an existential threat to them and other countries in the region.
All of that sounds like it represented either a major or a minor departure in some cases from President Obama. How would you contrast his posture with the Obama administration's posture?
Well, a major departure in a number of ways. But don't forget that President Obama, for 8 years, reached out to Iran, kept saying, please, unclench your fist, my hand's out there, and the Iranians had no desire to do that. The supreme leader, who is the one with the real power, the real dictator on the country, unelected, his hatred for America is very basic to the ideology he represents. And Rouhani is seen by a lot of people as a moderate, but he is not. He quite infamously said that saying death to America is easy. You need actions to back that up. I could go through a bunch of other things he said. Over the past 4 years under Rouhani, we've seen egregious human rights violations that increase support for terrorism. So the mainstream media's view that we've just had a free and fair election in Iran and that we have a moderate leader in Iran is absolutely, positively false. The other thing is that I think a lot of people had the question in their mind, after 8 years of Obama, has America permanently retreated from the world? Is American power in decline? And I think that's been answered with this. The United States is back. It intends to be an important player in the Middle East. It will look out for its own interests, but its allies, very explicitly, President Trump said, our allies can rely on us, and our enemies, they have reason to fear us.
And Cliff, Daniel Halper here.
Yeah.
Will the speech work? I mean, you say it's a departure. It's from the last administration. It's obviously then a change in foreign policy. Is it going to be effective? Is it going to work? And what's to follow after this speech? It can't just be one speech alone.
Absolutely right. And the idea of a speech working, this was, I think, something that President Obama didn't understand. It's not enough to say the words. The words describe a policy that needs to be formulated, that needs to be implemented. And that will be a very, very big challenge. No question about it. But this is a 180-degree turn, I think, from where the Obama administration is. And I think it's a useful turn because it recognizes that the Islamic Republic of Iran is, based on its ideology, fundamentally anti-American, anti-Israeli, anti-Sunni, anti-Arab, all of the above, which the Obama administration never recognized. And I was pleased to see Trump also differentiated between the Iranian regime and the people of Iran. He said, we're not against the people of Iran. We know they're ruled by mullahs and a theocracy, he didn't use the word theocracy, but I am, that oppresses them as much as it does damage to the people of Syria, the people of Yemen. He didn't talk about this, but it's an important thing to bring up. Iran and Hezbollah are aggressively attempting to penetrate and influence Latin America.
Cliff, as we're talking, the President of the United States is landing right now in Jerusalem. What are you looking for in his visit to Israel today?
Well, this on one level, this will be easy, and that is that the Israelis, particularly Benjamin Netanyahu, are going to be very glad to see him. They're very glad to be seeing Obama's back. This has been a very tough time for them because President Obama didn't understand their concerns about having a power trying to get nuclear weapons, not being denied nuclear weapons. The Iran deal that Obama concluded delays, perhaps, the acquisition of nuclear weapons, but gives a clear path to that if the Iranians can be a little bit patient. The peace process with the Palestinians is more difficult. President Trump is hearing from different advisors outside his administration, but people close to him, on the one hand saying, you know what, there's a window of opportunity right now, a peace deal can be concluded. He's saying, really, I'd like to get that done. And there are others saying, no, it cannot be done. There is nobody, no Palestinian, who has the desire, the will, or the ability to conclude a peace deal. Anybody who made compromises with the Israelis would soon find that he had to have bodyguards from his bodyguards.
Yeah.
It can't be done at this point.
All right, busy week ahead for the president. Cliff May from the Foundation for Defensive Democracies, thanks for joining us to give us some insight this morning.